This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir in Ayodhya, Uttar Pradesh today to mark a momentous occasion in the nation's socio-cultural and spiritual landscape. Prime Minister will ceremonially hoist a saffron flag on the shikhar of the sacred Sri Ram Janmabhoomi temple, symbolizing the completion of the temple's construction and ushering in a new chapter of cultural celebration and national unity. Prime Minister will also address the gathering on this occasion. Prime Minister will also visit Sapt Mandir, which houses temples related to Maharshi Vashisht, Maharshi Vishwamitra, Maharshi Agastya, Maharshi Valmiki, Devi Ahilya, Nishadraj Guha and Mata Shabri. This will be followed by a visit to Seshavatar Mandir. Mr. Modi will also visit Mata Annapurna Mandir. After this, he will perform darshan and puja at Ram Darbar Garbhagriha, which will be followed by darshan at Ram Lala Garbhagriha. Prime Minister will visit Kurukshetra this evening to participate in a special program commemorating the 350th Shahidi Divas of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. During the program, Mr. Modi will release a special coin and commemorative stamp marking the 350th Shahidi Divas of revered Guru. To honour the 350th Shahidi Divas of Guru Tegh Bahadur, central government is observing a year-long commemoration. During his visit, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate a newly constructed building, Panch Janya, which has designed in honour of the sacred conch of Lord Krishna. In Chhattisgarh, 15 active cadres of outlawed CPI Maoists carrying a combined bounty of nearly 50 lakh rupees laid down arms in Sukma district yesterday. The group, comprising 10 men and 5 women, formally surrendered before Sukma Superintendent of Police Kiran Chavan at the district police headquarters. Among them were 4 hardcore members of the dreaded People's Liberation Guerrilla Army Battalion No. 1, PPCM Madhvi Sanna, Sodhi Hidme Suryam alias Rava Soma and Meena alias Madhvi Bhime, each carrying a reward of 8 lakh rupees on their heads. A wind-borne cloud of ash from a volcanic eruption in Ethiopia has crossed swathes of northwest India last night, crossing Rajasthan, Gujarat, Maharashtra, Delhi, NCR and Punjab. This has hampered visibility and disrupted air traffic as it headed eastwards across the subcontinent. Ash clouds from the recent eruption of the Haile Gubbi volcano in Ethiopia are impacting flight operations. Aviation regulator DGC has issued an advisory yesterday to airlines and airports to deal with possible disruptions due to the ash plumes from this volcanic activity. Akasa Air, Indigo and KLM are among the airlines that cancelled some of flights due to the ash plumes. Haile Gubbi volcano in Ethiopia erupted for the first time in nearly 10,000 years on Sunday, sending a massive ash plume across the Red Sea toward Oman and Yemen before drifting further east. Authorities are continuing to monitor the clouds' movement. A high-level Afghan delegation met officials of the Ministry of Textiles in New Delhi yesterday to explore the possibilities for expanding bilateral cooperation in the textile sector. The delegation, led by Shafiullah Azam, Director General of Economic Relations, held discussions with A. Bipin Menon, Trade Advisor to the Government of India. The talks focused on strengthening Afghanistan's textile ecosystem, generating employment and improving training facilities for farmers entering the cotton and textile value chain. In Kabaddi, India won its second consecutive Women's Kabaddi World Cup in Dhaka, defeating Chinese Taipei 35-28 in a dominant final performance. India swept all 4 group stage matches before beating Iran 33-21 in the semi-finals. Chinese Taipei also entered the final unbeaten, having topped Group B and defeated host Bangladesh 25-18 in the semis. 11 countries competed in the tournament, with India and Chinese Taipei advancing from their groups to the knockout rounds. And that is the end of this news bulletin.